A political scientist at the University of Ghana, Dr. Alidu Seidu, says Africa's economic growth depends on the unity among countries on the continent. He stressed the need for African leaders to give priority to intra-African movement of goods and services, which are good pointers for Africa's progress. Dr. Seidu was speaking in an interview with Peggy Amofasoya.
I think it's not about why, but more about how. Because if you look at the current developmental plan that has been pursued by the African Union, collectively it has to do with seeking an intercontinental integration through having more intercontinental trade among African countries themselves, opening up borders for people and then for goods and then for services. That is the gradual step that the African Union is building towards. That's the vision. But are we able to put this vision into practice? It's the matter of the how. If you look at what is happening now, you cannot have integration or close collaboration between African countries when we still haven't opened up our borders for people, we still haven't opened up our borders for goods, we still haven't opened up our borders for services for most African citizens travel to other African countries without visa or without permit. That limits the extent to which people can move around and do businesses. And if it is very difficult for you, you still require a visa to travel from one other African country to the other. It becomes very difficult for you to collaborate as business partners. The other has to do with movement of goods. A lot of roadblocks. If a truckload of goods is carrying goods from Ghana to Nigeria, the number of roadblocks that they are going to face, the number of checks, the number of bribes they are going to pay on the way, it doesn't create the opportunity for this type of collaboration and integration to occur. Weak legislations and institutional capacity to be able to promote all these elements of integration and cooperation doesn't exist. So I think it is a very great call, but we have to move beyond just saying distance and actually practically put steps forward that will ease the movement of goods, ease the movement of people, and then the movement of services and expertise so that we can have that element of cooperation moving forward.
Do you foresee a time when the continent will come together to trade solely among themselves or even unite as one country?
I think we are on the journey to achieving that. Currently, Africa as a whole is divided into 8 regional economic commissions. And these 8 regional economic commissions are serious levers that will propel the continent to achieving greater economic integration and also greater cooperation in terms of other aspects of development. But it is very staggering. Even the intra-trade that we conduct among ourselves as a continent is just 11.3% of the total trade that we conduct as a continent with the rest of the world. So it becomes very difficult. 11.3% of the whole concept of trade, which is worth billions of US dollars, is still very insignificant to move the continent towards that element of integration and cooperation. But I still believe that if we are able to support this 8 regional economic commission, they become the levers and that will prepare the greater integration of the continent and that element of economic cooperation will come in. So I still emphasize that we should go beyond the rhetorics and then put structures and measures in place so that we can practically realize this particular call. And that would be fantastic for the continent of Africa if we are able to do that.